Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We welcome on political analyst Steve Roberts as the government shutdown continues. We've heard a lot this morning from President Trump, though not about that. Monumental, Steve, peace deal in the Middle East, and the president celebrating that this morning just after 20 living hostages returned by Hamas to their families waiting for them in Israel. It's a monumental occasion, Steve. I think a lot of us questioning how long will it last.
Well, you're absolutely right. And it deserves a moment of celebration and a moment of appreciation. Even Democrats over the weekend were maybe grudgingly, but admitting this was a triumph for President Trump. And as you say, he was greeted very warmly in Israel this morning, standing ovations in the Knesset. President Netanyahu said he's the best friend Israel has ever had in the White House, which is saying something extraordinary. Let's remember Harry Truman helped establish the state of Israel, right? So to say he was the greatest friend is an extraordinary compliment to President Trump. But you got to remember a couple of things. When President Trump says this is a new dawn in the Middle East, that is probably premature. The prisoners have been exchanged and the guns have fallen silent in Gaza. But there are enormous problems that have now have to be dealt with. Hamas is a military organization dedicated to the destruction of Israel. Will they end their military goals? Will they put down their arms? And who will govern Gaza? Hamas was a critical element in governing that territory. Will another authority be brought in, the Palestinian Authority from the West Bank? Will there be some sort of international guarantee of peace there? In the longer run, will progress be made toward establishing a stable two-state solution in the Middle East, which almost everybody understands is the only possibility for stability? But let's remember how often the flickers of hope have been dashed in the Middle East. And so it is a great day, but it's also a day to be a little cautious, too.
Well, there are a lot of challenges ahead, but there's been some criticism in recent days since the Nobel Peace Prize was awarded that it didn't go to President Trump. Do you think a lot of people know, though, that nominations are only accepted until the end of January?
Oh yeah, Trump certainly was disappointed, but he's only 8 months into his first term, and if this peace deal holds, there's a reasonable possibility that he can win this prize at some point before the end of his presidency. So this is something he's lusted for, and yearned for. But one of the ironies is Colin Jost, who heads, the Weekend Update segment of Saturday Night Live, said on Saturday night, the good news is there's peace in the Middle East. The downside is there's war in Chicago. One of the ironies here is that at the very moment that Trump has called himself a peacemaker and has reveled in that, he's rebranded the Defense Department as the Department of War. He's talked about war within the United States against factions he doesn't agree with. And there is a real split screen effect here. There are American troops in battle gear patrolling American cities, even while he's quite rightly proclaiming the victory and the celebration in the Middle East.
So a lot going on that front, and we'll continue to watch for if this holds in the coming days. Back here in Washington, though, Steve, a lot of questions on the ongoing government shutdown. It was something we talked about before the shutdown began, is what guarantees, if any, do a lot of federal workers have if the government is to shut down? We saw the focus this administration had when it first came into office of streamlining and eliminating a lot of jobs in the federal government, the shutdown kind of opening a window to allowing that to happen a lot more easily.
That's true. And this is partly a negotiating tactic on the part of the president to force the Democratic hand. And this is an oversimplification, but it works pretty well. That the single biggest difference between the parties over generations has been their view of government. And Democrats have always been far more favorable in their view of government, have far deeper belief that government can solve problems. Republicans have tended to be much more skeptical of government power. So Donald Trump ran against the swamp. He ran against the deep state. And he's not the first president to do that. Ronald Reagan did, too. And so the chance to whittle down the government and make it smaller has been a longstanding goal of the Republican Party. And you're right. There is that possibility. But, you know, what we're also seeing here is that Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Republican from Georgia, has made this point, and so has Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, that, you know, as the structure and the shape of the Republican Party has changed and it's become much more of a working class party, there are a lot of Trump voters who depend on government services. They depend on the subsidies for affording Obamacare that would end at the end of the year and that Democrats are fighting to preserve. They depend on Medicaid. They depend on feeding programs like food stamps and WIC, which is women's a program that particularly helps pregnant women and young mothers. And so, you know, the old Republican argument that we're the anti-government party, part of the problem is as it becomes more of a working class party, more of their own voters depend on government services. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's kind of this renegade conservative from Georgia, made that very point. She said, there are people in my district whose premiums are going to explode if we don't fix this problem. And so that's one of the many things looming back home when Donald Trump finishes his triumphal tour.
Steve, thank you, as always.
Sure.
Steve Roberts, political analyst here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.